This is Ozarks at Large, and I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar. In an effort to promote creativity and discover some great products that don't often make it to store shelves, Walmart Stores Incorporated has launched Get on the Shelf, a nationwide contest that anyone can enter provided their product falls under a category currently covered by Walmart. The winning product will then be sold in Walmart stores across the country. The project is an initiative of Walmart Labs, a Silicon Valley-based subdivision that combines retail, social, and mobile commerce. Chris Bolte is the vice president of Walmart Labs. He says the contest was officially launched last week and has been gaining momentum steadily.
We're always looking for ways that we can discover how to best use social technology and bridge that with e-commerce. And given the massive amount of products out in the world today, and how strong consumers feel about and the passion they have about products, we felt this was a great example to kind of, you know, bridge those two things and create a new contest that folks could have a lot of fun with.
Bolte says the only requirement to enter the Get on the Shelf contest is that the product fall under a category currently covered by Walmart in its stores or online. The participation process is very simple and is open to anyone, including individuals and small to medium-sized businesses.
And we've tried to make that submission process very, very simple, where anyone can just go on the website, Get on the Shelf, and submit their product idea plus video. There's a very quick screening process to make sure that the product would fall within one of our represented categories at Walmart. And we are allowing submissions through mid or the end of February. And then the contest will close. I'm sorry, the submission portion will close, and then voting will start. And anyone can vote, and there's a simple voting button, a vote now button on the website.
The fate of a product will depend on the number of votes it receives. The first stage of the consumer voting process will eliminate all but 10 that receive the highest number of votes. These top 10 products will then be moved to the second stage of consumer voting.
And from that second stage, we will pick and identify or pick the top three products based on total consumer votes that are happening again on the shelf. And those top three will be the winners. And the number one winner will be the grand prize winner. Again, all based on the consumer votes. And that is the product that will then get onto the Walmart offline store shelves. But all three will get placement and incorporated in and promotion on Walmart.com.
The contest is an inexpensive shortcut for low-budget product developers to see their items on Walmart store shelves, a process that is otherwise very thorough and complex and works as follows. A potential supplier submits a proposal to Walmart. The application is then reviewed and forwarded to the appropriate store buyer. The buyer may then choose to meet the potential supplier or request more information regarding the product. After further review, the buyer may place an order or decline to do business. If an order is placed, the potential supplier needs to meet several requirements, some of which may cost a significant amount of money. Chris Bolte of Walmart Labs says the retail giant will work with the individuals or businesses associated with the winning products to make sure they can meet the store demands.
So I think our involvement just is really beginning at that point, quite frankly. Given that you know, many of these product submissions that we're seeing come from small to medium-sized businesses or even individuals, and we want to incent that, there might be some challenges for these small, medium-sized businesses or individuals to meet the demand that Walmart can drive for their product. So we'll be working closely with them to provide any kind of support that they need. in terms of production scale or distribution, so that they can actually meet that demand that we can offer them.
The contest has received nearly 70 entries thus far for all kinds of products. For instance, the ePillow lets you use your tablet computer comfortably. An Adaptable lets you adapt your swimming pool pole into a high-reach tool. An Oven Rag Guard protects your forearms while you're operating the oven.
Hot holders and mitts protect your hands, but leave your arms exposed to injury. Now there's a solution. The Oven Rack Guard from Jazz Innovations. It snaps on in just seconds, providing instant protection against accidental oven burns. Made from the same high-tech fabric worn by firefighters.
The Get on the Shelf contest was launched by Walmart Labs to give millions of Walmart consumers the opportunity to select a product with the help of a unique platform that combines social, retail, and mobile commerce. The Walmart Labs subdivision was founded nearly 6 months ago when the retail giant bought a Silicon Valley startup called Cosmix.
The overall charter is around technology and product innovation, and the merge, you know, how mobile, social, and e-commerce come together. And so there are a number of different initiatives within Walmart Labs, whether it be on the technology side or product side or mobile side, of how we are trying to help Walmart move to the next level in technology and online commerce and better connect with its user base.
In addition to launching the Get on the Shelf contest, Walmart Labs recently launched a shopping application for Facebook called ShopeeCat to help Walmart consumers find gifts for family and friends based on the preferences stated on their social media pages.
It's a Facebook application, and it's a gift recommendation application. And so what ShopeeCat is able to do is when you download that app on Facebook, we're able to understand, connect up to your Facebook profiles and provide relevant gift recommendations for your friends for any kind of holiday or birthday celebration. And so engagement has been great. We've gotten over 120,000 different consumers who have downloaded the app. The time spent on the app is in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 minutes. And, you know, people seem to really be enjoying it.
On being asked about the significance of the contest to Walmart, Bolte had this to say.
Well, I think while we have a very thorough and complex merchandising selection system right now, what we wanted to do was, you know, and we carry, you know, many, many different products today. There's literally millions of products out there. And when we feel that we may have been, you know, potentially missing something. So we'd love to open up that, you know, open up the aperture, open up the funnel, and identify and see some products that maybe we haven't yet seen. Or perhaps maybe we passed over and consumers are telling us, hey, this is something that should be on the shelves at Walmart. And I think the other important thing is that this is the first time that we've really given our consumers a very strong voice in what else we should be carrying at Walmart. So that was a very, very important thing for us to do.
To learn more about Get on the Shelf, a nationwide contest launched by Walmart to discover new products, visit getontheshelf.com. This is Ozarks at Large.